Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome you this Monday evening to the Sanha program on Radio Islam International. This is the program in which we have one of the Sanha representatives coming on, and they will clarify for us which products, according to Sanha, which products you can consume and which products you should stay away from. We have Malana Bilal on the line with us. Malana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum, Bilal. Okay, it seems like the line there has dropped, not starting off on a very good note, but our engineer is going to try and get hold of him again, and inshallah we will speak to him. For the time being, those that have questions, if you're going to send your WhatsApp questions, you can send it through. For the time being, we will keep those questions on record. 48855 is the number to send those questions through, and those that want to call in directly may do so, but once we have Malana Bilal on the line, then the engineer will open the lines. The number is 011-854-1548. That's the studio number for those who wish to call us directly at the studio. As okay, still waiting, trying to get hold of. Okay, Mulana Bilal, we believe, is on the line with us. Mulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. To yourself, Marana, and your listeners. Mark about that. I think there was a problem with the phone line.
Yeah, technical glitch there. JazakAllah for your time, Marana, and hopefully, inshallah, this program, like all the others, will inshallah be beneficial.
Inshallah. Are you going to the consumers?
Jee, inshallah. Mark, at the start of the program, I seen over the weekend there were quite a few notices that Sanha had put up with regards to certain stores in certain areas where Sanha had withdrawn their certification of those stores. If Marana could just maybe take our listeners, take ourselves through that, which stores are they and probably why the permission and the certification has been withdrawn?
Firstly, there was all of the stores are in the KZN region. All famous brand stores, probably the Debonairs and the Fisherways in Reservoir Hills, as well as the Steers and Debonair stores in Total, or the Total Garage in Shlanga. All these stores are owned by the same owners, and they chose not to continue with their certification. They did not want to continue adhering to our criteria as outlined in our agreement to them, and therefore they opted out of our certification.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. JazakAllah for clarifying that for us, Malana. We will now continue with the program, Malana. As okay, for the listeners, we're just going to repeat those numbers, 48855. That's the WhatsApp number that you can send your queries to if you want to come on live on the program. That's not a problem. 011-854-1548. That's the number that you will dial, and you can come directly onto the program. Malana, the first question that comes through, assalamu alaikum, is the Nutriday fruit variant yogurt halal?
The fruit variants, where they actually contain real fruit, these variants do contain bovine gelatin, and we would recommend that you stay away from them.
Okay, Malana, we have a caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jee, what is your query?
Super Sweet Sweet.
What was it?
The Super Sweet Sweet.
Super Sweet Sweet, Malana.
The hard sweets are halal suitable. However, the gums also contain bovine gelatin and are not approved by Sanha.
Okay, so the gums you should stay away from. The sweets are fine.
That's correct, Mana.
Oh, okay. Mana, we JazakAllah for the call. My further questions coming through. The question reads: is Cadbury PS halal?
Yes, Cadbury PS chocolate is halal suitable.
Okay. Is Coca-Cola halal? I don't know if they're talking about the cold drink or some flavoring in certain sweet. I suppose just the cold drink, Coca-Cola halal?
The Coca-Cola beverage products, which are marketed in South Africa, are halal suitable.
Okay, another caller on the line. Caller, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum assalam.
Ji, you can go ahead. What's your question?
Manana, I want to know which cheese slices are halal.
Okay.
There are four companies, their products you would find at most of the supermarkets. It would be Parmalat, the Clover, but the Clover ensure that the product is manufactured in South Africa, so you can check on the packaging whether it states it is manufactured. You have a brand called First Choice and Meldol.
Okay, so it must be in South Africa.
for the global product must be manufactured in South Africa.
Okay, exactly. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullah. But just to clarify that, you said clover, you said first choice?
First choice, Melrose and Palmolive.
Palmolive. Jazakallah for that. Mulana, I don't know if there's now a message that has come through. Assalamu alaikum. Can Senha please advise which processed cheese slices we may consume?
The same brands, same four brands, Palmolive, Melrose, clover made in South Africa, and the first choice.
Okay. Another question coming through. Assalamu alaikum, Malana. We need clarification on Kulfi, Pola, and Kathy's ice cream, please.
Kathy ice cream, we have no information on them. Kulfi products are certified halal by Senna. The other ice cream company, Pola, we have received an application for halal certification from them, which we are currently processing.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum, Mr. Benez in Umzinto Halal.
Zinto, I believe that's a new store. I'm not sure about the status at the moment. I know it's not certified with us at the moment, but I'm not sure if they've sent in an application for certification.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Is Pick and Pay yogurt halal? If not, which yogurt can I eat? Or it just says can halal?
Okay. Pick and Pay yogurts, especially in the Cape region, are manufactured as a Senna certified facility, so will have the Senna halal logo. But in the other regions, if it does not have our logo, well, we unfortunately can't give any guarantee for them. The most common yogurt that is certified halal by Senna that you'll find in most of the supermarkets is Lancewood. Unfortunately, the Honeydew dairy has closed down, so you won't find those brands anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Depending also where you are, it would be better enough the consumer specifies exactly which yogurt, because in Gauteng you'd find Gauteng dairy, in the Mpumalanga region you'd find different manufacturers, mm-hmm. just different thing that side. But generally countrywide you would find the clover yogurts, which are all also halal suitable. You would find the Nutriday yogurts, which besides the low fat plain and the snacks variant and the variants which contain fruit pieces as mentioned earlier, besides those all the others would be halal suitable.
Okay. Well, I think this question comes through a lot, and there was a caller that called about it. Malana asked about the WhatsApp question. There's another question because the question has come up. Maybe the person didn't hear the previous answer. I think it's only fair that we just got to repeat the question. But the question reads, Assalamu alaikum. Okay, before we go there, let's see, there's a caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
Jay, you can go ahead. What's your question?
I would like to know if Solio pretzel sticks is halal.
Yes, the Solio pretzel sticks, the plain flavor, these plain salted flavor, that is halal suitable. The other flavors like the yogurt and the chocolate coated variants, we have not been able to get information on them yet.
Okay. Jazakallah for the question. Malana, is there any other questions? Okay, I think that caller has dropped the line already. Malana, another question coming through. As I said before the caller, before we took the caller there, there's another question with regards to the cheese slices. Which cheese slices are halal?
Okay, so it's Palmolive, first choice, Melrose, and the clover product manufactured in South Africa only.
Okay, the next question coming through. Assalamu alaikum. Is the Kit Kat limited edition made in the UK halal?
Yes, some Kit Kat products which come from the UK are certified halal by Senna. Please look for our Senna Halal logo on the product though.
Okay, the one coming from the UK. Another question, it just says here Bean Boozled Jelly Beans.
This company based in the USA, we had contacted them to get information, but unfortunately we did not really receive any cooperation nor any disclosure from them.
Okay, so listeners should rather advise caution there. Another question, Assalamu alaikum, may we drink Aqual flavored water?
Aqual flavored water is also, this company not willing to cooperate with us in any way. They don't want to give any disclosure, no information on the flavoring that's used in those products, so we will advise caution there.
Okay, Mara, there's some clarity that has come through. The question that the person asked previously with regards to the Pick and Pay yogurt, and Mara did say that depends which area you're coming from or you're calling from, you're residing in, because there are different areas and different companies that make these yogurts in different companies. So the person says that they are based in Lanesha.
Okay, unfortunately in the Gauteng region, Pick n Pay no longer uses a SANAF certified dairy. So at the moment we can't give you any guarantee.
Okay, assalamu alaikum. Is Preg Omega Plus certified?
It's not certified halal by SANA. The Omega component, the Omega capsule, is made out of bovine gelatin, and we would advise you to rather refrain from using it. You can use a product called Stella Mama, or Pregi Mama, which is a very similar product. It's also a combination product, vitamin, a folic acid, and Omega product.
Okay. Is any of the chicken lichens approved by SANA, or are they halal suitable?
Unfortunately, we have no association with chicken licken, and we cannot give any guarantee for any of their stores.
Okay. The next question coming through, we're just waiting for you to open. Assalamu alaikum. Which fish oil capsules are halal? Biogen, Betaway, Solil, Nativa, or others? Please advise. Jazakumullah.
There are some of the Solil products that are halal suitable, but I would advise you to please send us an email, because they've got a very large range, and there are certain variants which are halal suitable, some which are not halal suitable. So for the record, and so that you don't make a mistake when you're purchasing the product, please send us an email so that you have it in writing exactly which variants they are. Then also you have the Revite VeggieCap variants.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually marked with a yellow label. Those products are also halal suitable. The others that the consumer mentioned are all manufactured using bovine gelatin and not approved by SANA.
JazakAllah for that, Ma'am. There's another caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalam.
Okay, you can go ahead. What's your question?
Is permanent custard halal?
Yes, permanent custard is in fact certified halal by SANA.
Okay.
JazakAllah. Ma'am, the next question coming through. Assalamu alaikum. Is Spa Cordial Passion Fruit flavored halal?
Unfortunately, we can't give any guarantee on SPA products. They do have a policy where they do not want to engage with halal at all.
Okay. Is Cadbury Oreo chocolate and Cadbury Crunchy chocolate halal?
These imports, we haven't been able to get information on them to date. We are still trying, inshallah. Once Cadbury does give us the full disclosure, then we'll be able to make a decision and give a ruling on their status.
Okay, the person that sent the question says they didn't hear the answer. If Marana could please repeat the answer. The question is, Assalamu alaikum, is Debonairs in Umzinto halal?
That store is not certified halal by SANA. I think it's a new store, so it might be that they have sent you an application for halal certification, but I stand to correction. At the moment, they are not certified by SANA.
Okay, the next question is Stamerol Infinite Berry and Stamerol Mint Bubblegum halal, and which in the Stamerol range can you eat?
Okay, so the ones that you should stay away from is the Berry Party, the Spearmint, the Strawberry, and the Watermelon flavors. All the other flavors you can have.
Okay, so the Infinite Berry is fine and the Mint Bubblegum is also fine?
Yes.
Okay, JazakAllah for that, Ma. Okay, further questions coming through. Ma, the Clover Bliss range?
The Clover Bliss range of yogurts are halal suitable.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. M&M's made in Poland and Malaysia, are they halal suitable?
Yes, they are halal suitable.
Okay, there's now this. There's a picture here that has come through, Malana. It's made by Woolworths. It's toffee dessert sauce.
Yes, the product is also halal suitable.
Okay. What about the person is asking, food served on Emirates Airlines, is it halal?
With airlines, what happens is they usually employ, they use the services of kitchens in the country where the flight is taking off from. Very close to the airports, usually you'd find these companies that prepare the meals. Unfortunately, the companies or the kitchens that prepare these meals, we have no access to them, we have no jurisdiction over them, we have no control over them. So we can't give any guarantee for the meals served on board the flights.
Okay. Ma, there's something that they call, it's a cereal, it's Oreo O's.
That is a new product on the market. I think it's an import as well, possibly from the USA. We will have to investigate it further.
Okay, the next question reads, Assalamu alaikum, is Pyman's pies halal?
Simon's Bell are not certified halal by Sana. Unfortunately, we are not in the position to give any assurance for them.
Okay, assalamu alaikum, Malana. Is Pringles all flavors halal?
Pringles, which are officially imported into South Africa, come from Malaysia and are certified halal by the Malaysian halal body. So that tallaks, yes, we can give a guarantee that they are halal. There are some variants which are kept by some retailers like Spar, and they bring it in themselves from the USA and other countries. That products, unfortunately, we can't give any guarantee of.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Are products made by the Rhodes Company halal?
The Rhodes Company, if they're asking about the canned products, yes, that would be halal suitable. But the Rhodes Company is a very big company. I think even the payment price would fall under them. So we can't give a blanket assurance for all of their products. If the consumer can please specify further, then we can advise.
Okay, another caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Is there egg halal?
Jiapa, can you just repeat the question?
Is there egg?
Manana, is there egg?
Is halal?
Manana will respond. Ma, the Appa wants to know, is the eggs halal?
And Nestle chocolates?
Okay, Nestle chocolates, most of them are certified halal by Sena. Please look for the Sena halal logo on them. With regards to Easter eggs, if you can just specify which brand you'd like to know about. Do you want to know about the Beacon brand? Do you want to know about any other brand?
About which brand of the Easter eggs? The Easter eggs made by which company? Okay, they have dropped the call. The person that called with regards to the Easter eggs, you need to specify, because the Easter eggs, you can't just give a blanket ruling. You've got to say which company those Easter eggs are made by, and then Molana will be able to comment on it. So you can call back or you can message us, and Molana will then look at that question. Also, okay, with regards to the Rhodes Company, are products made by the Rhodes Company halal? They say the crisps.
Okay, I'm not familiar with crisps manufactured by them. I will have to investigate it further.
Okay, Coleslaw's crisp.
Coleslaw's by True Snacks, their product is halal suitable.
Okay, and is Sour Bomb's halal?
Sour Bomb, yes, the sweets, those are halal suitable.
Okay, now the next question is with regards to water. Which flavored water brands are halal?
There is a brand called Bene, which is spelled B-E-N-E. You have the Benacqua by the Coca-Cola company, and you have Seltzer, which is certified halal by Sana.
Okay, Malana. What about barbecue fritos? Is that halal?
Yes, that product is halal.
Okay. This one is somebody's bodybuilding. Yeah, let's see. Is any bodybuilding supplement brands halal?
Yes, some of the USN products are certified halal by Sana. You have a brand called Bad Boy, another brand called Supplement Factory, Muscle Works, Titan Pharmacare also manufactures some products. But if you want to know the exact variant names, then please do send us an email. Remember, with these companies, they use many manufacturers to manufacture products on their behalf.
Mm.
It's only some of the manufacturers that happen to be certified by Sena, and only those products will have the Sena halal logo, or only those products you can give a guarantee on. So we do have such a list, you know, a complete list of fitness supplements that are halal. If anyone would like that list, they simply have to email us.
Okay, Ma, I see you're quite clued up with the supplement brands.
You'd be surprised, you know, how health conscious or Muslim people are.
Alhamdulillah. Ma, what about the hair products? It's called Tresemme.
Some of their products.
Yeah.
Look, again, we can't give any blanket assurance on all their products. We have to check the ingredients of individual products. Like some of the products I know contain collagen, that could be non-halal collagen, and that products you wouldn't be able to use. So again, it's better if the consumer specifies exactly which products, and we can look into it.
Okay, Ma, this question reads, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The Sabila range of aloe vera drinks. And then they write the next message, Blinkman's question mark.
Is Blinkman's, unfortunately, no information. We did try and query their products. Unfortunately, I think at the time they were manufactured in China and we couldn't get enough information. The other product was Sabina.
EG, that's what they say there. I'm just going to try and find it again. Sabina range of aloe vera drinks. Okay, Ma, before we go there, there's a caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
Jay, what's your question?
About a few months ago, we were ordered to remove the Cinnabon cereal made by Kellogg's. Has there been any update regarding the contents of the cereal and whether it's halal?
You're talking of the cereal, the cornflakes cereal.
Okay, again with Kellogg's, we do not comment on their products at all.
So should one stay away from all Kellogg cereals, including Rice Krispies?
From outside, we cannot give you any guarantee at all. We don't comment. In fact, they had sent us a lawyer's letter to threaten us if we mention anything about their products at all. So, you know, again, we visit their premises. We have no association with them, and we don't comment on their products at all.
Okay.
JazakAllah for that, ma'am. There's another call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jiapa.
The Banakwa mineral water, sparkling mineral water.
Marana, is that water fine? Banakwa?
Yes, it is. And also too.
Jee, that's fine, Appa.
It's approved.
Jee, it's approved.
So we can't have it.
No, it is approved. You can have it.
I can't hear you. Sorry, Mahmoud.
About that water that you inquired about, it is approved. Mulana said it is approved and you can have it.
They're putting something in that you can't have.
No, it is fine. It is halal. It is approved by Senha. You can drink it.
Oh, okay.
Jazakallah, Abba.
Jazakallah.
Okay. Ma, very quickly, two or three questions we got and there's 2 or 3 minutes left. Is Cheddar's halal? It just says Cheddar's, it doesn't say what. Is Cheddar's halal, cheesy bites by the Tasty Treats halal and Manhattan Sweets?
Okay, I think they're referring to the Baker's Cheddar's.
Mm-hmm.
There we approve of the non-meat flavored variants. Tasty Treats products, unfortunately, no information on them. And the last query was?
Okay. Is the Tresemme products, hair products, they want to know about the Keratine Smooth shampoo?
Okay, again, for that product, please forward the details to our helpline, and then we can evaluate the product. I'm not sure if the keratin variants also contain collagen. I'd just like to check it out properly for you before giving you a definite answer.
Okay, so the person that sent the query, if you can just send your query through to Marana, and he will be able to assure you with regards to its halal status. Marana, Kelly's Easter eggs?
Yes, the product is certified halal by Senha.
Okay, Beacon Candy Coated Chocolate Eggs.
That's halal suitable.
Which chicken licken is certified halal in Gauteng?
We haven't certified any chicken licken store.
And Aqual flavored water?
We don't have any approval for that.
Okay, the last question we're going to take for today. Okay, this message is going to take a bit of a while to come through. It's a message that, it's a picture message. Okay, let's just try and see. They've got here Sabila Prebiotic Aloe Extract High Fiber Vitamins and Minerals Aloe Vitamin Water.
How do you spell the name?
Sabila, made in New Germany. S-A-B-I-L-A. Made in New Germany.
Or Sabila.
Okay, I'm not too sure. You would know better about this. It's spelled S-A-B-I-L-A.
Yeah, this product is in fact certified halal by Senha. And with regards to the question on Lebanese and Mzinto, yes, they have sent us an application for halal certification, which we're currently processing.
Okay. Few products have sent us stamps, but not all. That's with regards to that product that Marana was gone. I'm not too sure about the pronunciation of it, but they say few products have sent us stamps, but not all of them.
The reasoning would be that, you know, sometimes the company prints, they print the packaging before the products are actually certified halal, and then they have to finish the packaging. And therefore, some products will be using new packaging, some products are using old packaging, but all these Sabila aloe vera drinks are halal.
Okay. Jazakallah for your time, Mulana. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you in abundance.
Ameen. Jazakallah khairan again for giving us the opportunity. And we say to the Ummah that if you have any suggestions, you have any criticism, you would like to know about anything, please call us 0861-786-111. You can also send us an email, helpline@senha.org.za. You can also find us on social media, that is Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. JazakAllah khairan.
Jazakallah to Maulana and Jazakallah to the listeners for sending in those questions. Alhamdulillah, through those questions we are all learning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us to practice, eat that which is halal, and carry out the noble actions. With that, we conclude this week's program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.